This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We listen to Holy by Justin Bieber featuring Chance the Rapper. And we're going to talk about it today on Good Christian Fun.
We did it, Joe.
Young Diego.
It's kink, it's niche, it's fetish, right? Hey. Consider the source.
It's all about jacking off.
Everything.
Consider the source.
Wanna get in the bathtub?
There's a reason erasers don't work in your heart.
Consider the source.
Stop it, Sarah!
We speak the divine intervention because something is about to bust. Come on, say it. Something is about to bust.
Something is about to bust.
Come on, you're prophesying.
Something is about to bust.
Come on, those of you that are watching.
Something is about to bust. Something is about to bust.
Come on, God, do it now.
Something is about to bust.
Do it this week.
Just this week?
Come on.
Oh. All right. Welcome to Good Christian Fun. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Caroline, and I'm about to bust.
Okay, we're here to have some good Christian fun, and the fun's about to bust through. That was, of course, a video that's been going around of a preacher named Hank Cooneyman, K-U-N-N-E-M-A-N, and him and his church talking about conspiracy theories, speaking in tongues, and then singing Something is About to Bust.
Doing the Lord's work.
Doing the Lord's work. I will say,
every day,
while putting together this theme song, there was a bit of a cognitive dissonance I had, because as I was laying that track in at the end, the news, and this will date it a little bit, but whatever, the news came in that Joanne Rogers, Mr. Rogers' wife, did pass away today at 92 years old. So I started weeping. I was like, okay, get back to work. Something is about
to bust.
But I'd like to think Fred would have a laugh at that, because he could be a little rude sometimes. He could have a little blue
humor. A little crude
and
rude.
Yeah.
So you're saying you busted a tear?
Yeah, I busted. Oh, dude, both my eyes were busted at the same time. No, Fred and Joanne, she tells stories about, like, yeah, we would go to these fancy dinners and then, like, fart and make each other laugh. Like, truly, she would tell these really lovely stories.
Oh, sweet.
They seem to laugh a lot together. So may she rest in peace. Very, very sad. That was one I was like, this will be sad when it happens. And it happened today.
Yeah. 92.
Yeah. Weirdly, it was a drunk driving accident, though. No, I'm just kidding. It was. Can you imagine? She had a series of DUIs. We all knew it was going to happen.
She tripped in a doorway, and that was it.
Good Christian Fun is the podcast where we talk about Christian pop culture, the music, the movies, and entertainment made for and made by Christians. Sometimes about Christians, sometimes about Christians by Christians who you don't think are Christians, but maybe if you pay a little closer attention, you find out that they are.
That's right.
As is the case today. But we're not here to make fun of you or to make you go to church. We're just here to have fun. We're not here to make you go to Hillsong or Church Home or Zoe Church. Or frickin', what's the name of another trendy church? Elevation?
Mosaic?
I'd say the holy trinity of preachers and sneakers, at least in our area, is Church Home, Zoe, and Hillsong. Those are the three boys. And
is there a Bethel in LA?
There's not a Bethel in LA. Bethel is in Redding, California, up north. So I do assume they will colonize LA at some point. And I believe when they do, they will use the word colonize proudly.
And I, for one, will welcome the Bethel invasion as our true leaders of the community. Thank you to the Bethel folks.
Hashtag stop the steal, Bethel Church. They did do that horrendous kind of terrorist attack on Skid Row, where they went unmasked and prayed over people, over
That's
unhoused
right.
people there, which is pretty brutal.
Biological warfare.
Yes. But today we're talking about a song called Holy by Justin Bieber. It's another episode of Singles Ministry. Justin Bieber used to go to Hillsong, defected, now goes to Church Home. So
he goes to Church Home?
He does, yes.
What is... What's the deal with Church Home? Like, what is that place?
Seinfeld?
What's the deal?
How young are the congregants? And can I date
can
one of them?
Can you make them any younger?
Before we get ourselves in trouble, though, I think we need to introduce our guest right now. Friends and folks, he's a returning guest after 65 episodes. He's back. He's a stand-up. He's a podcaster. You may know him from his new special, Overwhelmed, which you can catch on Amazon. Give it the hell up for Dustin Dickerson.
Yeah. All right.
And now, are you overwhelmed, Dustin, by this intro?
You should overlay that song with the Seinfeld theme.
Caroline, don't say that.
Especially for a stand-up. And I just kind of like, yeah, I think I'm going to have to do it.
Wait, like overlay it so it, like, it fades, the theme song fades out, and then it's just... And it's just like reflexes. Any stand-up who would be on the show is like, okay, yeah, I'm dating again. That's kind of weird, right? In COVID times, mask off, mask off.
I will say that virtually doing the podcast with you guys, all of it feels very personal. Like just
good.
Like the way that you lean in, Kevin, is just like I feel like you're talking directly to me. And
he's the Sheryl Sandberg of podcasts.
But, hey, come on.
So in some ways,
and a corporate overlord.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
With the Sizzler background. It feels like you're leaning in to take my order.
I bought Sizzler. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, no, I think, you know, we've been doing this going on, what, 10 months now of Zoom records? So I think we're finally used to the rhythm. And what I do appreciate about both guests and then Caroline as a co-host too is that I think people have learned to not do, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead so much, but to keep bulldozing when they're talking, which I truly do think is the right move. You have to keep talking. You can't be like, no, I'm sorry. Like, just keep going and then it'll work out fine in the edit, I promise.
Yeah, or one of you will just eventually stop talking, you know, and let the other one take the win.
Mm-hmm. You'll run out of steam.
There's probably like just some good lessons and we're probably getting better at not interrupting each other, right? Because you do feel like right now I'm like, I have to wait till you finish your thought before I jump in, or no thoughts are heard.
You totally know, lockdown has taught me to listen more.
I'm listening and I'm learning. I think this is the time for me to be silent on my on my podcast.
Caroline has been canceled. It did happen.
Take time to read more.
Right before we start recording. Dustin, how old are your children, if I may ask?
My children are 13, 11, and almost 7. She's
okay.
Technically, yeah.
Okay, so I want to ask about the parental lockdown experience, because I feel like we haven't heard this perspective that much on the show. Because I imagine the toughest spot would be like terrible twos as far as parenting goes. Like just born kids, it's like, I don't know, they're little lumps that need to eat and crap.
Right.
That's one thing. And then if some of your children are teenagers, that's another thing. But yeah, what's it been like?
I think it's hardest for anybody that had kids in school that are not in school, because school, everything is like, there's nothing very funny about this, but you know, everything about school is like, it's how you, when your kids go to school, that's how you mm-hmm. structure your lives. And so your schedule and their meals and their activities, they're all kind of based around school. So mm-hmm. like that just being gone for like 9 months is less than ideal. So yeah, it's funny because it just feels like I'm a child. Like I wake up every day and I have to be at school at 8:30. Next to my friend. And I have I have homework and I have all the responsibilities, which
have you had any school flashback dreams because of that, of like, oh, I have homework due tomorrow or anything?
Not
like
any
that?
Dreams, but I have had just like a very, like, it's pretty humiliating to not be able to answer a 6-year-old's questions.
Like, you about know, basic like information in the world, like geography.
Basic information, or even like, what's the difference between a long and a short O sound? I don't know. Like, if she asked
me, I don't think you can blame the pandemic for everything.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I feel specifically stupid, but I'm like, I know how to read. I'm very literate. There's probably going to be an element of afterwards where we're like, oh, that was really nice how we spent all that time together. But in the moment, it's treacherous.
Too much time.
It's very never ending. And my wife and I got in a fairly long text disagreement on trying to decide on whether or not we had bathed our 6-year-old yesterday or the day before. And there was no way to know. Yeah. There was no markers of a normal day where you're like, oh, Monday you did that thing there's no way to know, tell apart the days. So she either showered 2 days ago or 3 days ago.
Well,
nobody knows.
You notice that there's little flies following her around the house or anything like that.
It'd be funny, Dustin, if your children slowly started morphing into Peanuts archetypes, where it's like she becomes Pigpen, one of them starts playing piano a lot. So
she does carry her blanket around a lot.
Okay,
so.
We got all Inez. One of them goes bald and gets like very depressed.
Yeah. We're gonna just start treating them like shirts, where we just give them the smell test each day. Like, I don't know if you're clean. There's no way that
I can know. Put some Febreze on this one, kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Kevin, I just realized. Sorry that my recording button. Oh, my card is full.
Oh,
stop.
When did it?
I don't know.
Happen?
Because it was recording when we started, but I think it might have just stopped.
Okay, that's okay.
Sorry, fellas. I don't mean to stop this great flow.
Oh my
gosh. It's okay. I need to go silent so as not to burn any energy.
Kevin logged off. Oh my gosh, this poor memory card.
Have you guys ever lost an episode or two or anything like that? Just a full. We did the whole thing and it didn't work.
Yeah, well, no.
A whole episode? I don't think so, right?
We've had it, so we've lost the whole Caroline for an episode, but
yeah, a handful of times we've lost a whole Caroline.
Yeah, that's happened multiple times, maybe. But
make her re-listen and then just kind of do the cues?
Yeah,
like
she regathered herself. It was like a session,
a band that had to play their own parts. Okay, you put on the headphones and now you go play drums.
I mean, hours in the booth.
We had a backup and we used it. Are you recording now, Caroline?
I'm recording again.
My handy recording. Order. It even called itself that.
Oh yeah, I've never noticed that. Wait, I asked for the blowy recorder. I'm just kidding.
Well, I hope you were recording.
Hey, I'm a single man. I'm a single man, no children. I can make jokes like this.
Because
as we all know, married men who are stand-ups never make creepy jokes.
No, they're always faithful. They're not creeps
in
any way whatsoever.
Mentions, it does really purify you to a degree.
Absolutely. Man, I had such a dynamite segue and I like totally lost it. You know when you're like in the moment, and to quote Armie Hammer, like in the moment, whatever you say just like feels right, whatever it is.
Oh no.
I'm 100% cannibal. 100%.
Loaded. Oh, what a tragedy. We'll never get to hear what it could have been.
You know what? But that's kind of beautiful too, isn't it? That's just for us. Yeah. And that's just
things
a moment we share together. Dustin, how's your heart? We haven't asked you that in a little bit. We haven't asked a lot of guests that in a little bit. Let's bring back that old chestnut in 2021.
It is. Is this what church small groups are doing right now, do you think?
Zoom stuff, for sure.
Yeah. Or are most churches just still meeting in person?
Have you gone to a church service over Zoom at all, Dustin?
No. I've loved not having to go.
Kevin's
like,
gone to a few.
Yeah? In person?
Not in person, just to be clear.
Yeah, no, he was leading it.
No, I accidentally rode my bike to Thousand Oaks to join Kirk. I pulled a bagel.
If you go north to Santa Clarita, I don't think MacArthur ever stopped meeting, right?
Like, oh, that's, my God.
MacArthur's like doing a marathon. Like,
yeah, exactly.
That's right, yeah. He's for a Guinness record.
You know he believes in heaven because he's trying to get his whole congregation to go there this year. For sure.
Ride or die.
He is like, for him to be doing it, and he is in the most at-risk demographic, because he's old, right? Isn't he like 80? How old
is
MacArthur? Yes,
he's very old. That's why I'm saying, like, he believes heaven is for real.
I feel like God must be holding the devil back, like, every day. He's like, let me have him. I'm ready to go.
He's right there. He's right there.
He's practically asking me to do it to him.
You know, we did have a listener, because... We did a call for discussion questions on our Patreon, mm-hmm. patreon.com/goodchristianfun, to nice. Open up the episode with guests we've had on before. And one of them, this one came from Juan. He just said, y'all can play a game of how is your old church treating the pandemic? Which Ooh. Would be fun to kind of dive back into that, yeah. that old
treasure
trove.
That would be interesting. I actually haven't really looked.
Oh, man. Well, my old church was Mars Hill Church, and that doesn't exist at all anymore. So,
can I tell you, I saw a little clip of Pastor Mark losing his ever-loving mind about...
A new one or an old one?
That doesn't seem like him.
It was recent. It was recent. Yeah. It was like an indoor gathering at his new church in Arizona, and he was... really going off and was very mad about the guy who said amen and a woman, and he talked about how stupid it was. His big line was, to me, that's asinine. And then that got a big laugh from the congregation. And he talked about like how amen doesn't have anything to do with gender. It's the Hebrew, blah, 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 for da, da, da. And he was very upset.
Yeah, what did you think?
About amen, a woman?
Yeah.
I don't care. Like, it's fine.
I don't care.
It's like, who cares? If I had like a orthodox theology, even, I can't imagine I would care. I'd be like, whatever. I don't know. Yeah. You put a little paprika on top. Who am I to judge? Like, it's fine. Yeah. I don't think
it comes from a good place. Whether or not it's silly, like it's kind of silly when I like heard that, I was like, that's kind of, you know.
It's but harmless though. You know what I mean?
It's harmless.
Yeah.
And that's harmless. Exactly. Yeah. And the idea is inclusivity. Like the idea, it comes from a good place. Like, but the idea of like getting worked up about that is very, it's more ridiculous than a woman, you know?
Like, I guess my feelings about it are my feelings about like hashtag girl boss, where it's like, I guess, but I also don't need it.
What,
like, if you need it, take it.
What's more ridiculous, saying a woman or putting that in your sermon, making sure that bit is recorded, and then releasing it on social media so that everybody knows your take?
Because you were so sure it was a slam dunk.
Exactly. It's like you just know when people are trying to speak in these viral clips. You're like, this is a non thing. Don't, like you said, I don't care.
Well,
like, you can't get me to care about
this. It did play like gangbusters, I will say that. Like,
did it?
His congregation really loved it.
There you go.
And they were losing their minds over it.
You mean a group of people in Arizona meeting indoors in a church really loved that idea?
Yeah, enjoyed the sexism bit.
I know.
Curious.
A friend of mine in Arizona just got the news that they tested positive today. It's very sad.
Ooh, that's the epicenter right now, right? I heard No, I thought Arizona took over L.A.
They did? No, well, let's take it back, Caroline. Come on.
Hey.
Let's hit the streets, everybody.
Bethel, come save us from getting our ass kicked.
Oh, man.
Bethel suits up like it's the Avengers.
We have to win every series. This is an interesting question. Have you looked into how your old churches are handling the pandemic?
Are giving a handy recorder to it?
Yeah, handy.
Well, you know, I'm looking at my old church, which is Woodridge Baptist Church in Kingwood, Texas. It looks like they are live streaming, but it also looks like the live stream are of a gentleman on stage, and it looks like he's looking at people in the congregation. So I'm trying to figure
it out. Oh, but
you
can't see the congregation.
And I don't see any I don't see any sermon titles like faith over fear, or like how not to be controlled by Sleepy Joe, or like don't let malarkey ruin your life, or whatever.
Yeah.
Like I don't see anything like that. I actually do want to play this game in full at some point where we do check in.
Yeah, I gotta go deeper dives. The churches that the church that we attend here in San Diego has just been meeting virtually. It's not exciting, but
that's good.
But I do want to, I should go into the deep dive of the more conservative ones. I'd be curious.
Yeah. Well, a lot of them became, you know, it is, there's some Drake meme of like Jonestown death cult in 1970, whatever, meeting in person in 2021. Yeah, exactly.
You look just like Drake in that. You really pulled off the meme.
I want to read our other discussion question. Maybe we can get into that real quick before we take a break. This one, you know, this one feels a little targeted to Caroline. Miguel on the Patreon asked, which Avenger best describes your journey with faith? For example, the Hulk was that super religious kid that maybe let his faith explode into his life in a toxic way, but later learned to bring it down and re-examine how that lifestyle alienated or hurt his relationships, which helped him become chill influencer Hulk from Endgame.
Wow.
So pick, you know, Avenger, any Marvel character you can think of, Caroline and Dustin. What would encapsulate your faith journey as it stands?
Mm. My first instinct is to say Hawkeye, because it's always pretty unexciting.
Okay. And you're not sure if heaven has a name or not. It was possible.
You know, and you don't believe in having supernatural powers.
Like I went off and like got bad for like a little bit, but nobody ever bought it.
Yeah. You know?
No alarms were raised.
And at the end of the day, you're a wife guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it just took one friend giving me like a somewhat reasonable talk. And I was like, I'm back.
Oh gosh, I have to look at the crew here just to really jog my memory.
My first thought was Groot, because I repeat myself constantly and I don't understand why anyone loves me.
Kind of the Gumby-like physique.
Excuse me?
Nothing.
I didn't know we were doing physical.
Yeah, I didn't know. Okay, which Avengers do you think would be most fun for Caroline to body shame you at on the podcast?
If we're doing body, I'm that in between where Ant-Man gets stuck as a child and his bottom half is too wide.
That rules.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh, Ant-Man. Yeah. Okay.
Faith like a mustard seed. I'm Evangeline Lilly, because I believe that it's just kind of interesting that the pandemic is happening in an election year. I'm the Wasp.
Oh, yeah.
Which she did say in her Instagram comments.
Crazy. Okay, so faith-wise, I'm thinking I'm somewhere between maybe Black Widow or Thor, because I feel like they both came from heavy indoctrination, big-time believers, you know, almost leading the charge on it. And now they have joined the other team and are eating too much.
I don't remember the food part.
That's more of a Thor moment.
Caroline, do you also sometimes feel insecure that you're not worthy?
Is that a...
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's lovely.
Oh, yeah. No, totally. I did not think I was worthy. But I also don't have the hammer to prove anything. So I guess that does nudge me more.
You have Nate's hammer.
What's the metaphorical hammer? Is it Nate's? Yeah.
Yeah, it's Nate.
Yeah. I guess the hammer is my worthiness.
But then when I raise up my hand and catch Nate's hammer, it's a very shocking moment that everyone applauds.
No!
He was worthy the whole time.
Yeah, but, you know what? I guess that does work because, you know, even though I'm outside of that community I used to be a part of, I am discovering that I'm still worthy. How about that? Very Thor.
And did you get and you got a haircut?
Or you got a haircut. Maybe?
Or maybe, you know what? I think of our old friend Aaron. Is it Aaron Taylor Johnson as Quicksilver in Age of Ultron? Old Quick-Ass himself.
Quick-Ass.
Or, you know, Christianity, that was a team I thought I was going to be a member of for a long time, and then it was brought to an abrupt end.
And then they got you murdered.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, yeah, that works.
And then you died for them.
One of the only above-the-line people that's, like, only in one of those movies, you know, where it's like, everyone else has a 15-picture deal. Aaron got one, which is for the best.
Good for him. Yeah. Juan, thank you for that question. Thank you for giving me a moment to talk.
What an adorable question. I mean, we could go on. I'm trying to remember the specifics of Michelle Pfeiffer's character at all.
Oh my god.
Were you happy and then lost for a long time?
Yeah.
Then you came back with special powers.
She
got lost in like the quantum.
She was up someone's butthole for too long. Yeah. And then
I don't think it was a butthole, but
space's butthole.
Space.
A metaphorical one, right. Yeah.
Or I don't know. I guess I see myself as an Iron Man type because I'm really funny.
And you're kind of a bad boy.
Kind of like, I like making wisecracks. But did you know I can sing? kind of like Sting.
I think you're more of an Ant-Man because, yeah, you are kind of the clown of the crew, I'd say.
Kevin, if you are Iron Man, does that mean that you create some of your own worst enemies?
I think so. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, and you're an arms dealer.
Yeah.
I do want to die by snapping at the end of my life, I will say. But not like that. I want it to be like doing a
sassy snap.
No, I want it to be like a West Side Story recreation at the old folks' home that I'm.
That would have been so much better if he ended with two snaps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two snaps
and a kick.
Yeah.
I love this. I'm sure there's been much ink spilled over the idea of, I think maybe even Tyler, our friend Tyler Huckabee, did an article over at Relevant assigning different Enneagram types to all the different Avengers.
Oh, yes.
I'm sure there's Faith stuff, Captain America stuff, Captain America. I don't know if I know. You know what? I know one Captain America. That's Phil Shore, who did our graphic design for our cover art. That's the Captain America of Christianity I know, a man who listeners enjoy every week by looking at the cover art and branding. We talked about this. You and Nate are the same Enneagram as Scarlet Witch and Vision.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So
yeah.
WandaVision, which
Nate's the Vision.
As of this coming out, has been out for weeks. That's just something that's, it's like watching a mirror.
I'm watching so excited. I hope you cleared some space for a little Smarvelous.
Okay, yeah, next Wednesday night we'll get the old machine ready.
Give it the treatment.
Are they releasing them all at once or one at a time?
They're doing three at midnight tonight, and they'll be weekly, kind of like The Mandalorian.
There you go.
Which I think is a good. Great. I think it's a good. That's how you own the conversation for 2 months instead of
smart.
Like, oh, Stranger Things. Let's think about it for 12 hours and never again.
Instead of busting your season.
Yeah. Like, truly, the Netflix nut is something we need to talk about. And how it's just like, there's a way. You know, speaking of the aforementioned Sting, you can make this last, streamers.
Please, no.
You just keep going in a tantric season.
Yeah.
And just keep like, okay, and now we're going to like back off. And then another week, and then we're going to back off. And then... And then finally have a grand finale. So
yeah,
no, there's a lot of ways.
You have too much of a good thing.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dustin.
I was gonna say those Disney execs there. Those it's a little on the come up company. They're figuring it out.
They'll find their way.
They've got a lot.
Bob Iger. What if Bob Iger put out an autobiography called Scrappy Little Nobody?
Scrappy Little Worldwide CEO.
Oh yeah, just the little streaming platform that could.
Good for them. I'm rooting for them so much. I can't wait for, as Nate envisioned on his Twitter, for Goofy to give me a vaccine on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride. Yeah.
I was going to say, I'm so glad that we're paying to keep Disney World open. I'm so glad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Gorsh.
You ready to accept Bill Gates as your Lord and Savior?
Okay, time for the chip. Woo! I mean, vaccine.
Uh-huh. Microsoft Windows forever. Oh, uh-huh. It's gonna rule! It's gonna rule!
Really cool.
Wait, who is the Avenger that we said like, oh, they have an ever evolving faith? Was that Vision that we
Vision?
Were
yeah.
Since?
But I disagree. I feel like Vision is constant, no?
He's constant? Okay.
I haven't watched Vision.
No, Vision's always evolving. Yeah.
He's a constant.
Oh, but he's always learning. He's like an algorithm. Right. Oh, yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Folks, when is the last time your faith evolved and you leveled up to the next plane of existence? Truly, I don't know. That's something, and as Caroline and I have discussed on and off mic, I do get antsy about of like, am I evolving enough? Is this, have I kept incorporating enough new things to not only for my own, like, you know, whatever talking about on the show, but just for my own life too, to have like a more compelling, which of course, you know, we're recording this in January. It's the new year. You start thinking about that stuff and just like different markers of time. I'm like, I don't like, there are definitely tangible things are different about me than were the case in 2016 and 2017. And then there's stuff that's exactly the same. And I don't know if that's great. If
no
it's exactly
thoughts.
The same. I don't know.
You know, I was thinking about our resolution episode and all the stuff we were talking about with self-improvement. And then I was thinking about how we're living through a pandemic and a political uprising and everything. And I thought, you know what? Actually, I don't think this is the year for improving anything personally. I think staying educated, reading what you can, and then otherwise just trying to survive and make it through, you know?
Well, people talk all the time about the dichotomy versus surviving versus thriving, and how, and this is normal times talk, I guess, people get into survival mode that then prevents them from ever achieving blah, 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 whatever. The kind of like hoity-toity nonsense I'm talking about, where it's like, what's the next tier of our mental capacity or like our faith stories or something? But yeah, no, I shame no one for feeling either plateaued or regressed in the last year and in the years to come. I would shame no one for that. But you know, you just want
do what you can, and then, don't stress it if you're not evolving at a great pace this year or last year.
Not me. I don't like these excuses you guys are making.
Whoa, okay. Yeah, tell us about your evolution.
Okay, Justin, you kind of are the Captain America of the crew. You know, you're keeping us accountable. You're hoarding.
All I'm hearing is that you guys have already fallen off of your daily Bible reading plan for the year, and we're 12 days in.
That is
you
true.
Have already missed many of the check marks
I
on your bookmark.
Genesis, pretty much.
Yeah, it was always brutal. You're like, I got to start with Genesis. I know this one real good. Just give me some of the stuff I don't know. They should rework those that give
Dustin,
you the more
did you
exciting
ever do that?
Stories.
Reading through the whole Bible?
Not recently, no.
But in your life, yeah.
I feel like I would be so curious to hear your guys' thoughts on this too. I feel like now there was a time in my life, especially when I was in ministry, where I felt like this is my responsibility to know this and teach this and know the theology of it and the inside and outs of it all and have, like, you know how it is. You're just like, well, I always have to have the verse to give. And so I have to memorize.
Especially if
the
you're
verses.
Very like biblical focused
So, like,
where the Bible is everything. Yes.
Exactly. So if you're discouraged, here's your encouragement verse. If you, I mean, literally down to anything, like that's what a lot of the
any
counseling.
Any choice in life.
Yeah, yeah. They'll be like, oh, you have an eating disorder. Here's the verse for that. Is a lot of like just, you know, it's like the Portlandia sketch, like put a verse on it, but instead of, you know, like, put a verse on it, you know? But the now I feel like the relationship is more, what am I feeling? What are my anxieties? What are my struggles? What are my hopes? Whatever these, and kind of feeling like I turn to it more specifically. Like, hey, I'm feeling super existential. I'm going to probably go to like read some Ecclesiastes or something like that. So I feel heard by the Bible of something like that.
Yeah, a little more therapeutic than like, oh, wise book, you know, tell me what to do next.
And I feel like there's like a season where, like, you know, like it's like, I mean, I admittedly, I don't know what the last time I read like an epistle was, but that's because, like, you know, doctrine doesn't really mean much to me in the way that it once did. You know, like I was a real zealot for it. And so now the relationship is a little more, you find yourself reading more some of the ethereal stuff. You know, that maybe kind of resonates a little more, which a lot of is the good news is that's a lot of Jesus, by the way.
Yeah.
Who's always, to Kevin's point, always like up here talking about like, love your neighbor, but also let me spit in the mud. Also eat my flesh. Like, all right, he does some weird stuff. So what about you guys?
Hey, what do you think, by the way, apropos of nothing, what do you think Armie Hammer's favorite verse in the Bible is?
apropos of nothing. Drink my blood, eat my flesh.
Jesus wept.
Jesus did weep. Wait, I'm sorry, you bounced the question back to us.
Well,
I
don't
question?
Know. What's your relationship with that look like? Is it, or is it, you know, is
with
it
Bible stuff?
It, yeah.
I'm still shocked of how many... I cannot quote chapter or verse anything, but I can word for word recall certain things. And not even necessarily like the wisdom nuggies that you want to pass out to a friend going through a long time. But just like the
like
weird...
the Pledge of Allegiance. Yeah. It just comes back to you like, huh.
Yeah, just the random stuff.
For some reason,
and then,
I recall
and then he cursed
Jesus
the
wept.
Children and two she-bears came out of the woods and mauled the children.
Yes.
Oh, the good stuff.
That one I rely on a lot, actually.
Yeah, that one has helped me quite a bit.
It's
Kevin
a tattoo
has said that.
On
give me that word.
I'm going to get that in Hebrew. That would be great, just anytime somebody asks. Let me tell you.
I would like to keep retaining what I already know, but I don't know how much I feel desire to retain more than I do. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know how helpful that would be to me.
You don't think there's new stuff in the Bible for you that would be helpful?
I think I'm above and beyond the Bible. Is
what
no,
what
I no, I, and I think there
no,
is.
No, I didn't mean to sound sassy about
no,
that.
No, I know. Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't, especially at this age, I don't know. Oh no, Caroline snapped me sassily and died as I dream of doing in 10 to 15 years. no, I'm not sure if that's going to be, like our friend Mike put it a couple weeks ago, if that's going to be what's most beneficial to life, including my own life, is like, I need more Bible. For some people, it is going to be beneficial. Yeah. I don't know if I'm one of these people, especially because I don't know the scenarios in which I'm lacking that sort of thing that I wish I could use it in, if that makes sense. Where it's like, it's not like there's like a wisdom. Well, I mean, I lack wisdom in a number of areas, but there's not like generally wisdom shaped holes in my life that I think the words of these dead guys, yes, could fill. What about for you, Caroline? Get in there.
Yeah, I think that's the same. I think actually reading the Bible still makes me a little too angry, and like a little upset of how the it was taught to me for so long. So I stay away from it for that reason. But the other reason, too, is I feel like there are so many other books that I need to read before I need to read the Bible that will, if I'm looking for personal enrichment or answers or help or therapy or whatever it is, that would be more applicable to the moment that I need than the Bible would. And I think I won't always feel that way about it. But right now, it's just not what I need. Yeah,
that's fair. So kind of a Michael Douglas and Ant-Man and the Wasp approach. I don't remember those characters at all.
You mean Hank Pym?
He threw the book out.
Yeah, Hank Pym? Is that his name? Yeah, which is the Avenger that like doesn't do his quiet time enough?
It's Iron Man, unfortunately, Kevin. Yes. So once again, you have aligned with the man at
no,
the
No, once
hour.
Again, you have aligned. You, Caroline Ely, you love this man.
I am RDJ.
You love him so much. You want to be him. You want to be with him.
No, I don't.
Him.
I don't love him. I don't like him.
You had
I like
this.
Him a little.
This is true. Dustin, this is hanging on Caroline's bedroom wall. This is not a joke.
My virtual background bedroom
is a picture of Robert Downey Jr. busting through a wall through with a samurai sword and screaming / smiling.
He was like so rad.
That was your shrine as a child.
Like from some Esquire photo shoot he did or something.
Oh, okay.
Caroline loved Esquire. I loved Esquire too. I used to subscribe as well.
Read it for the articles.
I did read it for the articles.
Not all the porn.
The articles of clothing falling off those ladies.
Not all the smut.
I mean, I think we got to the bottom of this question, right, gang? Feels good.
Always more to unpack, but we'll return to it.
Dustin, I'm so glad we got a thorough and comprehensive understanding of where your faith journey is now. We appreciate you sharing your heart in full detail.
This is great. This is the closest I've gone to church in since March, so this is really special.
Well, you're love, brother. And coming up to the stage to lead us in worship.
A little taste of the before times.
Wait, he's got tattoos. He's wearing a baseball hat. He looks very hot, but very dumb at the same time. Who's taking the stage? Well, let's take a break, and we'll be right back with more good Christian fun and find out. I shouldn't say dumb, but...
he looks real dumb in that video.
He felt bad about saying Justin Bieber's
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little... person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Welcome back to Good Christian Fun. It's time once again for another edition of Singles Ministry.
It's Singles Ministry.
We should call this one Married's Ministry.
Yeah. Hey, come on now.
Did the single ministries at your churches have names? Do you guys remember the names of them?
Mine was called Rub.
Dry.
Mine was called the Dry Rub. And it was a barbecue festival.
It was a barbecue. Okay, you guys. Why is that weird? I don't understand.
Yeah, what's
why,
wrong with that?
Did yours have a name, Dustin?
The last church that I went to that had a singles ministry, it was called Kinship.
Kinship. Okay,
that's almost like, it's just so bad. It's also like companionship.
Yeah.
And I remember one time they had me come in and they're like, could you just like do like a roast of the guy in charge of Kinship? And this was my only involvement in the singles ministry. And it went very poorly, as you would expect.
Wait, what did you say? That was it offensive or did no
yeah,
one
Yeah, well, I didn't, this was before I'd started comedy. And I just, you know, they were like, oh, well, Dustin's funny. And I went in and they were like, just roast the guy who's in charge. And I thought, well, this would be funny if I just made fun of him and said like, why he's single. And so it came in as the guy who was married with kids making fun of the single guy.
You're so single.
In front of a group of singles, and it was not received well. It was wow.
Yeah, I have a couple notes for you.
I mean, I'm getting
best man toast at a wedding miscalculation yeah. energy.
yeah, exactly.
Anecdote.
Well, that didn't get him a girlfriend.
So funny.
But you know what? That man grew up to be James Comey, who has a wife and kids now, doesn't he? I don't know.
So happy.
We're happy for him. James, we love you. Come on the show anytime you want.
There's no way James Comey has ever been single.
He came out of the womb with a wife and three children.
Immediately was like, I had a girlfriend. Yeah.
Singles Ministry is the format in which we talk about one single song. Instead of an album, instead of a whole bevy, a collection of songs from a musician's career, we just talk about the one. And the one we're talking about today is Holy by Justin Bieber, featuring Chance the Rapper. Dustin, why did you want to talk about Holy today on the podcast?
Well, you know, last time I did a movie, I don't know if you guys remember, but I did A Walk to Remember.
We did, yes, for our 100th episode, spectacular.
And I
yes.
felt, you know, let's do something shorter with less homework. That was incentive number one.
But as much of a tearjerker.
Oh, yeah. And the acting is about as good, honestly. Similar level. The plot line is about as believable.
Incredible.
I thought let's do something fresh, you know, and a thing that is consumed actively in my home right now.
Do you have some believers?
I wouldn't call them believers, but you know, that's a pretty big hit. So it's if we like to go on the radio. We don't do Spotify in the car. You know, we like the pure spontaneity of it all. And if this was playing, we stop. So it's something that's been consumed, and plus I thought this is a good one. It really walks that line of when you first heard it, you didn't really know what it was about or who it was about, and it seemed it seemed worth discussing with scholars on the matter like yourself.
Honey, I knew. Now, Kevin, Justin Bieber is a Canadian singer, and recent music is music that can sometimes put out by pop stars in the streaming sphere. They'll do concerts, and the music is usually pertaining to current events or current life events for the singer. So,
autofictional is what some people started calling it in the media sphere. It's about your life, but maybe there's a little artistic flourish to it at the same time. Justin Bieber, I so associate the beginning of his career with, because I first came to LA, I moved to LA in August of 2009, and that's the first time I ever heard of him. That's basically when all that started happening, right? Did Baby come out? I feel like that.
I know that because my acapella group sang Baby like the year it came out, and that was like one of our like hits.
All right, to YouTube I go.
Yeah, no, that's got to be on video somewhere, right?
Wait, Caroline, remind me the name of your acapella group.
I will not remind you. I will not aid you.
Was it like the Southern White Bell Choir?
Hey,
what
no,
was it?
Not white, except for me. It was Random Voices. I don't know if this would be online. I'm not sure, but I was not a soloist on it or anything. So you'll just see me bouncing away in the background. Very embarrassing.
Oh, Mr. Bieber's faith.
That was a good time though.
What a tough life. Truly compassion to him for this unenviable life that no one should have to live.
Yeah, no, it was messed up. What happened?
Like it's obviously like just. Whatever happened with his parents, whatever happened with his managers, whatever happened, who the hell knows? Even in the best of circumstances.
Trigger warning, Scooter Braun.
It's, oh yeah, scoot away. Upgrade to a Vespa Braun. But we, like, there's no way in the best of circumstances you come out of this. Like, it's very strange to me anytime a child who grew up in a media public sphere has any even illusion of sanity in their 20s
right.
or 30s.
Totally.
Like, to me, I'm like, is Joseph Gordon-Levitt a sociopath? Because he's like, hey, he'll require... Well, actually, maybe that's a bad example. But, you know, any child, I don't know, like people who've just grown up with it. So, troubled time, and I feel like the Christianity of Bieber has been baked into the narrative from the start, right? He sang in churches when he was a little kid, and then he was a Christian, and then he was fucking fucked up for like 5 or 7 years.
He was bad.
And then he, you know, he develops a relationship with a man who will go down in history as one of our great ministers up there with Reverend Billy Graham and T.D. Jakes and Joe Osteen.
Really big
Carl
in the sports
Lentz.
World as
I don't
well.
Think he followed the Billy Graham rule.
No.
No, he did not.
Guys,
now
let's define, what is the Carl Lentz rule? If your wife is in the room with you as another woman, make her leave.
If you're in another country, lie.
No shirt, no service. I think that's what it is.
Oh my God, ew.
Yes, he did. He did hook up with Carl. He didn't hook up with Carl. Well, maybe he did. I don't know.
But dude, he did kind of fall into the hipster Christian world, like pretty hardcore, and was kind of the poster child for it for a while.
Yeah, he was baptized by Carl Lentz in 2014. At Hillsong. He's got a bunch of tattoos with religious significance. And he's also, I don't know, like some of the quotes you can find about his like issue stances, like about abortion or sexual abstinence, they're all from like 9 years ago. So who knows what he believes now? But he was, you know, in a Rolling Stone interview, he said, I don't think you should have sex with anyone unless you love them. He said he doesn't believe in abortion.
He doesn't believe it's a thing.
He doesn't believe it exists. He thinks it's
never
a poop
happened,
hand.
Never will happen.
He's an abortion atheist.
Doesn't exist. Where's the proof?
And you know, he has historically
an abortion flat earther. I can't see it. If I can't see it, it's not real.
And he always punctuates it with, hey, I'm just asking questions about abortion. I'm just here asking questions,
no,
trying to have a conversation.
I want to point out that his sexual ethic is a big part of his like current life, because the reason that he married Hailey Bieber so quickly, and he said this, is because they were remaining abstinent until they got married. Mm. And as he said, run into the altar like a track star, you can imagine the energy with which he was running.
Yeah, which I will say, and I don't want to get too candid, but it's hard to run with a big boner. It's difficult. You can trip. You could break that thing off. It's and so huge. When he runs to the Swollen altar like balls. A track star, he's putting so much life and future life. At
it's risk. Not aerodynamic.
It's tough. And you know, I don't know. She's slipping, sliding up into the altar as well. Yeah. But you know, just a lot.
She's
there's
also
a lot
been
of
pretty
risk.
Christian for a while it's, too. Yeah.
It's so funny when you think about like couples, like Christian couples, like you know, like being abstinent and stuff and waiting till marriage. It's like young Christian youth group kids, you know, like at least that's my like not Justin Bieber in his late 20s or whatever. Like,
Full adults.
A full adult who has, you know, consummated a few things in his life, you know. Ooh. So it's
no, he remained you know, he's
I suppose no
true.
Judgment. I
he
you know
true,
wait, did he John Chris it where he's like everything but and he's still
no, he's pretty been pretty open.
Yeah, he's been he's been very open. Yeah,
exactly.
You know, so all love and compassion to him. What a tough life. But
right.
Yeah.
Also, Kim, when speaking of the sources to consider, when can we get a one-on-one Here's the Thing episode with Alec Baldwin where he interviews his in-law, Justin Bieber? Just a
his nephew-in-law?
A dialogue with two sane men who can help bring healing to our divided nation in these
it's
trying
so
times.
Crazy to realize that Justin and Hilaria Baldwin have likely spent holidays together. And Justin is like, oh, I actually know a little Spanish. I've been abroad as well.
Justin, I thought your new single was muy bueno.
I love to bailar to your songs.
I was listening to Sorry in La Biblioteca.
Oh my gosh, consider the source.
Wait, are Haley and Alec estranged? Because she's Stephen Baldwin's kid.
No, I don't think him, Stephen and Alec are estranged, right?
I don't know. I mean,
not openly.
Who the hell knows what happens in this psycho family?
Truly. But yeah, that's Haley, as far as I know, and I follow her on occasion, like, okay. Isn't a big, like, Alec lover publicly.
Yeah.
I wonder why, but. But yeah, but that does seem strange. Yeah, that they don't post a lot of like family photos together or like you know holiday gatherings. Yeah, consider the source.
Oh, no, I can't wait. I want to like the kind of recently leaked Zoom call of the Olsen divorce proceedings. I want a Zoom call of like the Baldwin Bieber family Zoom of like,
PR.
All right, it's bingo night. We do it every Saturday, and it's just like G4.
Yeah.
Just oh my gosh.
The most unhinged.
The Bieber Baldwin family.
Out of control. Also,
it would
just,
be,
wow.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, it would be great if they gathered this last Christmas, too.
Like yeah. No,
like,
they would, yeah.
Like, they're like, listen, family's family. You
it's
can't.
Finally, yeah, it's time. It's time
to I know we're not supposed
season.
To.
What better
but I,
time?
Exactly.
Scrolling through the okay, he's donated to suicide prevention among
Justin
LGBT
has?
Youth charities.
Justin has?
Yeah, Justin Bieber has. No, I don't believe Alec Baldwin has. In fact, he has specific words
he
about
does.
Members of the LGBTQ community that he's directed at certain people. I love scrolling. I mean, the Wikipedia we could spend all day on, but I'll just end with Bieber donated his hair to Ellen DeGeneres during a talk show appearance in 2011.
What?
Well,
what is she going to do with the hair?
He's been hanging out with Ellen for like a long time.
I mean, there was a point maybe in like 2011, 2012 when it's like... The Venn diagram of what these two small kings looked like was pretty big overlap between Ellen and Justin. But yes, he's now happily married. He is a wife guy through and 100%. Through. And the latest consummation of both his wife guy status and his God guy status is this song, Holy, featuring Chance the Rapper.
Wait, Kevin, I'm so sorry to have to correct you. But Justin Bieber had another wife guy anthem that I think was even more
wait, what is that?
Powerful than that. Oh, he did it with a country star, and I'm forgetting what it was, but it was three couples all starred in this music video together.
Oh my gosh. There was three married couples?
Three married couples all dancing,
together.
Slow dancing. Oh, I think it's just Bieber. Called I Love You, maybe.
It was the Falwells.
Oh, 10,000 Hours. That's what it is.
What's this Dan now? Wait, it's called 10,000 Hours?
Yeah, and this is a wife guy anthem like no other. Like you just wouldn't really believe.
10,000 hours for my...
Favorite song doesn't make you smile. Do you think of me when you close
your
eyes?
Oh, no! Dan and Shay plus Justin Bieber. And it's just a wife smiling at Dan.
The Christian wife of it all.
Wait, are Dan and Shay Christians as well? Probably.
I don't know.
It's just one big Instagram shoot.
Yes, it is. It's tough. It's tough to watch.
Oh, God.
I don't know what Bieber was thinking.
And this
and
is
I think Haley, face. After this experience, was like, never again will I be the wife in your wife video.
It truly does just look like a compilation of Instagram stills.
Yeah.
Like they really look like individual photos that were pasted together for a music video.
Yeah.
You know, Instagram was on the mood board of that production designer for sure.
Uh-huh. That was where it all started.
So that was the wife anthem. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's when he came out as a husband.
He came out and he was proud.
Bravely came out as pro husband.
It was like a Notes app screenshot like Elliot Page put out. But it's like, for a long time, I've known this about myself. I am a wife.
I am a husband.
Oh, man. Monogamy. Yes. He sent monogamy marches and stuff. That's great.
Okay, let's listen to his second wife anthem, I suppose. Holy. Holy, holy, holy. Which I guess I'd heard before. I don't know where, though.
I hear a lot about sinners.
Same.
Don't think that I'll be a saint. But I might go down to the river. Cause the way that the sky opens up when we touch it, it's making me say that the way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, feels so holy, 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 holy. Oh God, running to the altar like a track star. Can't wait another second. Cause the way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, feels so holy. I don't do well with the drama. And no, I can't stand it being fake. No, 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 no. I don't believe in Nirvana. But the way that we love in the night gave me life, baby, I can't explain. That the way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, feels so holy, 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 holy.
Maybe Haley's doing the tambourine.
No, she actually does the rapping part.
Hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, feel so holy. They say we're too youngin'. The pimps and the players say don't go crushing. Wise men say fools rushing, but I don't know. They say we're too youngin'. The pimps and the players say don't go crushing. Wise men say fools are rushing, but I don't
Chance,
know.
The rapper.
The first step pleases the father. Might be the hardest to take. But when you come out of the water, I'm a believer, my heart is fleshy. Life is short with a temper, like Joe Pesci. They always come and sing your praises. Your name is catchy, but they don't see you how I see you. Parlay and Desi, cross tween tween. Hessy, hit the jet speed. When they get messy, go lefty, like Lionel Messi. Let's take a trip and get the Vespas or rent a jet ski. I know the spots that got the best weed. We going next week. I wanna honor you. Rise,
grow. I wanna honor you.
right after the best weed.
Yeah. Good husbands do.
Like Oscar Proud, suffer it to be so now. Gotta clean it up. Formalize the union and communion he could trust. I know I ain't leaving you like I know he ain't leaving us. I know we believe in God and I know God believes in us. You hold me, hold me.
All right, that's all
me,
we need to hear.
Yes.
We believe in God, but God believes in us. That's. chance pulling out an old Rob Bell chestnut that I'm sure existed before Numa, but yes, that's...
That was going to be the other name of this podcast, right?
Was what? Old Rob Bell chestnuts?
No, they got... we believe in God and God believes in us.
God believes in us.
Truly. Mm.
I don't know if you... But have you noticed that if you reverse a phrase when talking... The phrase actually reverses you when speaking.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Oh, you're going to make my eyes nut right now, Kevin.
My eyes are nutty.
Man, you just went full Furtick on me.
I want all listeners of this podcast. Oh, Stephen Furtick. Shouts out, North Carolina. Where are you at? I want all listeners of this podcast to exclusively refer to crying as eye nutting from now on.
Wait, you guys don't do that already? That's new.
No.
No, we're behind
we
this.
We have
cool San Diego
privately,
times.
But not publicly. Yeah. It's time to come out as eye
nutters. We're proudly coming out.
All nutting should be done publicly.
Holy, okay. So this is, yes, this is the...
Now, this is a song I have listened to sincerely and enjoyed long before this podcast.
Okay, okay. Well, wait, how did you come across this song sincerely?
I'm a Bieber fan. I like Bieber.
Okay.
I've always liked Bieber. Yeah. I think his stuff is good. I saw his concert when he was doing the Purpose World Tour, which was amazing.
I bet he's an incredible live show.
Oh, he was so fun. He was like a little Cirque du Soleil member. Like he was doing tricks and flips and literally skateboarding on like the stage.
What year was this? Did it intersect with the height of parkour popularity?
He had a trampoline come down from the ceiling, and then him and the dancers were like doing a whole piece of choreography.
We should have known that he was going to be a Christian because this sounds like a lock-in.
Yeah, we all had a lot of Hawaiian punch.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty, shooting some hoops and skateboarding.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
we got in big sumo inflatable suits and ran into each other.
Oh,
and then
cool.
we shared the testimonies.
We watched the sunrise together. It was really beautiful.
I also recommend listeners check out the music video, which...
You have to watch the video.
In which,
so good.
Essentially, the story is Justin Bieber is a union worker...
A blue collar man
which when you see him in the clothes and outfits, like, yeah, that's probably where you should be.
it's
like
real
a YMCA
vague.
Member. Yeah.
It's like an oil factory.
we gotta make some oil on the conveyor belt.
The fact that there was a pipe like just bursting with oil and he was just sort of like swinging something at it, no one was checking on him.
Because later he says the factory's closing. Are oil factories a thing?
I don't know. You know, maybe we three aren't the ones to criticize this misunderstanding how this industry looks.
And this is where we find Mr. Bieber encroaching on maybe my man's territory in terms of unions and factories and getting laid off. And the economy is bad. So I have to have a man in camouflage who served in the army.
Pick me up. And the military presence in this video was a bit of a surprise for me as well.
So him and his hot girlfriend are homeless, and then they get picked up by a nice soldier played by Wilmer Valderrama, sex extraordinaire that I remember from the early aughts. And it takes him home.
Like a presidential campaign ad.
Doesn't
yes, it?
Like,
does. Yeah. Yes,
what
yes.
is he running for?
No, but I think it is supposed to like be this wholesome Americana kind of story, you know? And
it's
that's always
a
political ad.
Yeah.
But Wilmer Valderrama being in this is really funny. I don't know why he did that.
Did not They're recognize not, like, him friends. until more than halfway through his screen performance. But yes, the thing that struck me in watching it was, to be clear, this video came out in September. And the reason that the guys are getting laid off is because of COVID-19.
Yeah.
So just so we're absolutely clear. Yeah, because they said, the foreman says, because of the global situation right now. So they keep it a little
totally
vague. It's like,
he
shall not be named as COVID-19. But I want everyone to understand for this music video that people risk their lives to make it. Wilmer Valderrama, Bieber, all those union extra
men. The children that played Wilder Wamwama's.
Oh, this is offensive,
kids.
Caroline.
I can't do it.
Wilmer.
Big W's kids.
Wilmer Valderrama.
Wilmer Valderrama. I got it.
We got it. We did it,
Anyway, yeah,
Joe.
They were also at risk.
All the children are at risk.
They all got rapid tests, right?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, they're super accurate.
Probably. I can't wait till they like continue to do these music videos in the next couple months and it slowly leaks that like all these people get vaccinated before your grandma does.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm looking forward to that fight. That'll be real fun.
Oh, I can't wait.
In our country.
It's finally, maybe we'll get a class war in this country.
Right. Finally.
Caroline's looking
forever.
For one.
I am waiting
for
it.
Yes, I hear a lot about sinners. I don't think I'll be a saint. I might go down to the river because the way that the sky opens up when we touch, yeah, it's making me say the way you make me feel. You hold me, hold me, hold me. You feel so holy. So I feel like this is actually, you know what? I will say, and I'm not kidding, this feels like a common songwriting trope in pop music, but also even specifically for Bruce, where you fuse the personal romantic with the spiritual, where mm-hmm. it's like, this is such an ecstasy that this feels like it's from another world or from God herself.
Right.
There's a song by Bruce called Leap of Faith, and the lyrics that are burned into my brain, unfortunately, is he sings, your legs were heaven, your breasts were the altar, your body was the holy land.
That's what I'm talking about.
That sounds straight out of Song of Solomon.
You want some
yeah,
more horny.
Really, like, horny. Yeah. Yeah. Well, if you know about, like, Justin and Haley getting together, like their faith was one of the reasons they even drew together in the first place.
They met at a conference, right?
They've been friends for like years for a long time. Because Haley's been like in the scene. But he's also like
the idea of these two meeting at some general awake conference.
The fire.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like they're getting ready to go out on their YWAM missions.
They're stinting abroad.
We met at Verge, 2017, or Kinship, 18. Yeah. I don't know. Were they walking around with their lanyards?
Yes.
And they're like, okay, so where is Hall H?
They absolutely were.
For my breakout.
Guys, we're all meeting at Chili's at 8:30. Please be ready to go. Bring a tip.
Sorry,
I think I'm going to skip out on the last main session.
You're making
I am.
I'm a makeout session.
Yes. Well, in the profile you sent to me, Caroline, he said, oh, it's a friend of mine that I kiss sometimes.
Well, that was a few years before
that was
this
2016,
got
yeah.
But yeah, so the thing with Haley is he really like has turned her into a saint in his life. Like if you ever hear him talk about her, it's honestly borderline a little disturbing. Like he talks about how she's like saved him and rescued him and takes care of him. And I think he sees her as the person that like kind of got him out of a downward spiral and onto a more like mainstream, clear cut, you know, established sort of path in life, you know?
Which could be valid. It's also a very common wife guy narrative of like, I'm such a fuck up and I'm such a piece of shit. And this gorgeous, perfect angel somehow
flawless.
Loved a wretch like me. I actually...
And it helps that Hailey Bieber does look like an angel. Yeah.
That honestly, wait, that was in my vows.
Wow, with that language.
Big
wow.
You know, I'm broken. We're all broken.
Yeah. Without you, I'd be like in jail. I'd be.
Well, I do.
You're the last thing I'm holding on to.
I want to play a little bit of an excerpt from an interview he did with Mr. Zane Lowe. Fantastic interview, always, where he talks about his faith. I think we'll be illuminating for part of this conversation.
What the heck was going on? And so. I really took a deep dive in my faith, to be honest. I just went deep into, like, I believed in Jesus, but I never really, like, you know, when it says following Jesus is actually turning away from sin. Mm. And so there's no, what it talks about in the Bible, it's like there's no obedience. There's no faith without obedience. So it's like I had faith about, like, oh, I believe Jesus died on the cross for me, but I never really implemented it into my life. I never.
By the way,
was like,
I'm worried about his voice.
Obedient. So when did you decide to actually move within the guidelines?
Scraggly.
How did you find yourself away from, I believe in Jesus, but I'm going to drink or do drugs or sleep around or what, all these other distractions? How did you get out of that world? What was the turning point for you?
I think it was my perception of who Jesus really was, you know? I'd had really bad examples of Christians in my life who would say one thing and do another. So.
Is he talking about Carl Lentz right there? He said, I had a bad example of Christians in my life who would do one thing and say another. This interview is from February 2020. So perhaps.
That to me sounds more like childhood stuff. Maybe,
yeah,
right?
Could be. Yeah.
It could be both. Yeah.
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 I think Carl was instrumental in all of this, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I also feel like Carl was probably pretty permissive or, quote unquote relatable with probably how he.
Well, and didn't Bieber say he wants to go into ministry to help restore that church? I thought I saw that quote. I don't know that.
Was debunked. He had to do an Instagram story where he's like, no, I'm not studying to be a pastor. Leave it alone. I don't belong to Hillsong. My church is church home now.
That he and Lentz kind of had a public rift at one point,
which is why I'm like, was this a part of it?
I didn't know that. What was that?
Lentz maybe didn't approve of him marrying Haley. This is the rumor of why they had this rift. And so then he and there's this TMZ video of someone asking Lentz hey, what do you think about Bieber or whatever, and he says something like, well, I don't talk to him anymore, so I don't know.
Yeah,
kind of thing. Pretty catty. You
mean to tell me a pastor was being controlling about interpersonal relationships and then was dismissive of that person when
it's
they didn't
weird.
Do exactly what they said?
There was maybe a toxic dynamic.
No, you're right, that doesn't sound right. I take it back. That's just hearsay.
That's
so
exactly.
They were my direct example of who Jesus was.
That's why you didn't take it seriously.
I didn't take it as seriously because I didn't have good examples.
Good role models.
Yeah. The way I look at my relationship with God and with Jesus is I'm not trying to earn God's love by doing good things. God has already loved me for who I am before I did anything to earn and deserve it. It's a free gift by
accepting
he's
a Calvinist.
Jesus and just giving your life to him. And what
he's on that John the Diaper Piper shit. That's the new weed him and Chance found.
I'm going to worship you, God, because you gave me something so good. It was dark, really dark. So I'm very, very grateful to have influences in my life that have played a huge part in me seeing their relationship with Jesus and their relationship with their wives and their relationship with their kids and saying, that's what I want. Mm. And striving after that. So Jesus wasn't this religious elite guy that, came to, but he was in the dirt. And he found me in my dirt and pulled me out. Like I said before,
I'm mop buckets of Jerusalem.
And I just want to be led by, when you accept Jesus, he says that now you walk with the Holy Spirit. So I think I just want to be led by the Holy Spirit. We're not really good at the end of the day. At the core, I don't believe humans are good. And people might, twist this and make me seem like I'm saying humanity's not good.
Tell your truth.
I just feel like at the core, I fight every day temptation and things that, are instinctive to do, whether it's, whatever it is, lie, be greedy, all these things that just naturally come. Those naturally come. I got to fight to not be that.
I was kind of struck by the Calvinist, at least adjacent of it all, in the Piper.
Yeah, so
all.
Did he say it was sort of the original sin or our natural proclivities towards sin?
Yeah.
That
we're not
out.
Good.
Yeah, he's he's very, we've known a million versions of this guy who just started reading theology. And, and you're like, it's just funny to hear it from Justin Bieber, the biggest star in the world.
I know.
But there's little stuff in there, too, in the song when he said he doesn't believe in Nirvana. That's a little shot, believe in that Eastern religion stuff. I'm on team.
I'm on the right track.
I'm on team Western religion in the last 500 years of human society. That's the right one.
I was going to say, I think you're very right in diagnosing this as a fresh Christian moment because
intense.
I like that interview,
especially because of that like you said, we've all heard the version of I was at rock bottom, and that's where Jesus found me, and it's a lot of distancing yourself from that person you used to be because you feel like your grasp on your faith is maybe so fragile that you have to be pretty hardcore and do a lot of chest beating and a lot of self-flagellation in order to prove maybe to yourself or to God that you're a real believer now and you're not going to go back to who you were.
It seems like he's really speaking with a lot of authenticity. I mean, it's there was a couple moments that I was like, this is great. This is
good. It makes me sad. Like, I wish he had a little bit more of a compassionate teacher who had taught him, like, you know, self-compassion and permission and love for himself through that period or whatever. Maybe he did, but
I think the stereotypical vision we have in our mind is that the preachers and sneakers culture is repackaged prosperity theology. And it's all these televangelists and God wants me to have a jet and nice things and all this stuff. And that's, you know, the kind of culture he's in. Even though what he's espousing, whoever he keeps company with, and I guess his home is church home now, but like the theology he's espousing is not that. It is like, you're a wretch and I'm a sinner.
Right, right.
And my first responsibility is that knowing I can do no good without Christ who lives in me. Like, it is not that
I'm battling
live, laugh,
every
love,
day.
Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah. The first thing they did is like, we want you to read Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God.
Yes, we will
build up from there.
My influences on this new album are D'Angelo, Lecrae, and Jonathan Edwards, baby.
It is weird that he seems sort of like disinterested in more like the political level of being this conservative Christian, you know, beyond, I guess, the sex before marriage and maybe abortion. Like, he doesn't seem that interested in like getting involved in
where
leaders should be. And I'm like, take your time.
Ease into that, you know, before you get to be whoever the outspoken evangelical is of the day. I don't know.
I will say the one way in which some of the more frivolous aspects of the Christian Instagram influencer lifestyle do pop up or of course on his Instagram, in which he does just post block quotes like today, as of recording this, he posted, being self-aware is cool, but being God aware changes everything. You see the mountains in the sky? Can you do that? The cameras humans make can't, without an apostrophe, even begin to capture a sunset.
Did Chris Pratt like that?
Probably.
Speaking of Avengers,
his Instagram stories are like all quotes like that.
Yeah, that was on the stories today from someone who has seen and done it all. The true meaning of life is just spending time with our Creator, involving Him in our day to day, walking with Him, enjoying His company, loving what He does, and loving who He loves. Parentheses, everyone.
Mm.
And then maybe the piece de resistance is God's love is wrapping all around you, whether you notice it or not.
Yeah.
Listen, this boy barely went to school. You give him a break.
I know, right?
I was like,
but then there's his wife in a bikini. So, you know, it's still he hasn't really gone into full evangelical culture yet.
Yeah. I don't think it has turned into like modesty shaming his wife, like Kanye did actually with Kim.
So the definition of weather is a castrated ram.
So read that sentence again, but say a castrated
one
ram.
One more time.
Instead
God's
of...
God's love is wrapping around all around you. Castrated lamb, you notice it.
No, God's love is wrapping a castrated ram
around
you.
Yeah. Oh my God, stop it.
Please don't do that, God.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't know. The song's kind of catchy. It's very light, you know. It's my smoking hot wife, Made Incarnate, in a smooth song form. Also, Stereogum. There's an article that pointed this out where it's like this happens when you work with these producers or collaborators, but he does take on some of the chant kind of cadences in his verses when he's singing, where he's like, and then we kind of do a thing like this, you know, which is like maybe that's just like generationally trendy too. Feels like stocked down on Chance right now. Left coloring book. What's going on, Chance?
Was there something else? Did I miss a Chance story?
Well, there wasn't a scandal. It's just I don't understand what he's doing musically.
He has had a little... I was looking him up today, and he's had a little bit of a weird scandals here and there.
Okay.
He was supporting Kanye's run for president pretty strongly, which is a choice you can make. If you're friends with him.
But Caroline, if I ran for president.
I was just going to say, you kind of have to, right? I mean, if you're buddies.
No.
Don't you have to support your buddy?
Supporting my friend Kevin in that point would be telling him to shoot for VP at best.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Or shoot himself in the head.
Knowing where his talents lie.
Maybe Glendale Mayor.
I would love to be Glendale Mayor. We did it. I could do a kickoff speech at the Americana.
Yeah.
Wait, can I just be mayor of the Americana?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and then there was also his manager, his recent manager is suing him right now for a lot of back pay.
Chance or Bieber? Chance.
And I highly recommend reading the like court filing about that because his manager like drags him to hell for his recent album tanking, and Chance blamed his manager for it, and the manager was like, "Let me tell you how this all went down." Very spicy.
So good.
Anyway,
that sounds spicy.
But what do we think of this song? Are we roasting or toasting it? What do you guys think?
It is one of those songs that you guys knew immediately? Maybe it was because I first heard it very casually. I was like, is this a love song or a worship song? Who's
right,
holding
it's
who?
In between.
Right? It does, to use literary terms, the subject keeps changing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like,
yes.
Who is he addressing? Who is the song written to?
I always assumed it was to Haley, but now that you say that, I'm like, is it to God?
No, it's to Haley. The way you hold me feels so holy. On God, okay. Running to the altar with a boner. Can't
You're
wait
right.
another second.
Because God is is outside. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, if you were Justin Bieber's wife in this moment, how would you feel about this song?
If I was the wife, the object of a wife guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, what's her ambition? She's a model. Like, what does she care about the most?
I'm just telling you, like, you in this moment, would you feel like this song, I like this song, I like this song's impression of me?
If our committed, partnered cause together was the cause of Christ, and we both were out of our minds for Jesus in this orthodox way that Bieber mm-hmm. seems to sincerely be, I think the idea that my husband talking about spending time with me is akin to spiritual transcendence, I would be very flattered by. I think that's a lovely tribute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would be a little annoyed. I think I would like a name check in the song, or maybe some more specifics about what it's like to be with me beyond just making you feel good, I guess. Like, I think I would feel like, oh, you are maybe misplacing your adoration a little bit for me.
Well,
in this moment,
yes,
and
of course.
I would enjoy a little bit more specific praise about who I am, and not just like likening me to the feeling of God at church or something.
Well,
you know?
I mean, specific praise, I'm sure, is reserved for more private spaces like Instagram stories.
It's true. That's like their little pen pals on Instagram.
Yeah, I guess so. They write little messages. They screen cap their FaceTime calls. It's wonderful. Yeah, I know what you mean. Who knows? Can't wait to catch Bieber on the Christian rock circuit whenever things are safe again. Although
Bieber
for the Christian rock
right?
circuit, it's now. Get out
it's
there.
It's insane.
Nothing's stopping him.
Is that why he became a Christian? Just so he can tour again?
Yeah, imagine that. That would be incredible if we saw
built-in support.
A cavalcade of artists converting to Christianity just so they have a venue to play at.
Yeah. I mean, who? If the lineup is a Daigle Bieber, who opens? I mean, in a Christian setting.
Ooh.
I mean, that's who's the supporting act there?
Well, Lady Gaga has finally come back round and professed Christ, and she will be opening.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
She's a performer, you know, at the heart. I kind of feel like Miley one day.
Oh, she's got it in her.
Oh, Miley will come back. Yeah.
You can't have Dolly as your godmother and lose full connection with the church. It cannot happen.
And the Prodigal Daughter album will be the biggest in her career.
Oh yeah.
I can't
I look forward to whatever her Joni Mitchell Blue is in her 40s or whatever.
I think
it'd be terrific.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know we're not talking about her, but she becomes more interesting to me as an artist with every new thing. Yeah.
Oh,
I like what you're doing here.
She's rad. She's always been cool. People just haven't been paying attention or taking her seriously.
I remember back in the day, my lovely co-host here was on that Malibu shit day one. Loved Malibu. Played it in her car as we drove to
it
for Memorial Day or whatever.
Love
that
it.
Was.
Yeah. kind of like everything she does, except maybe the Dead Pets album. I could lose that one.
Okay.
Mm. Great.
The Robin Thicke collab at the MTV VMAs.
Yeah,
I could do
the thing
that.
She's most known for. I feel like we're glossing over here.
Sure. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Let's wrap up with our final thoughts about this song. The way it works, Dustin, is we're going to give it a toast or a roast. No space between for this song. Holy toast, that's when we send this song to heaven and all the angels sing. Yeah, 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 yeah. Or holy roast, that's when we send this song to hell and we all say,
no, 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 no.
And we start with Caroline.
Oh, this is a yeah, 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 yeah for me. I like this song. This song is good. I like Bieber's music. Not all of it, but this one is good. And yeah, I mean, it's as far as a pop star Christian anthem goes, it's pretty inoffensive. Yeah. And then while I did say that I had some issues with how it would be received as a tribute, I think it is still a pretty nice tribute.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Sure. We turn to Dustin.
I would certainly give this a holy toast. I would say the video is, as my teenage children would say, on the cringy side, a bit cringy. It's like just moment. I might roast the video.
Very but cringe.
But the song itself and the heart behind it and where Bieber is at in his life and trying to, you know, grow and evolve as a human, or at least maybe take out as many self-destructive behaviors. That's all good. And yeah, this is a nice touch. It just sure. It's so funny to hear it from Justin Bieber.
It's interesting, man. I mean, yeah. The video truly is a puzzling document that would feel right in 2006, like the troop yeah. love. The yeah. support the troops core yeah. of the music video. I'm like, this yeah. is Bush era pandering yeah.
yes,
from
yes.
a mainstream artist. I don't even think conservatives care if you love the troops or not.
I know.
They're too busy trying to
take
prove
them
that Hillary Clinton's drinking your daughter's blood. Like, the troops are irrelevant at this moment
nothing.
In time.
Troop rolls up in a GMC Sierra to save the day.
And they're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Our boys in green.
Thank you.
We've been thinking about our boys in blue too much.
Yeah.
Because troop lovers aren't like cop lovers, because cop lovers are bootlickers. So what do we lick when we love the troops?
Mm.
Okay.
Well, they also wear boots. It's just a different kind of boots.
They do wear boots.
A helmet?
They do
helmet
wear boots.
Licker?
They How about a helmet hugger? Like those inspirational videos when the troops
you know,
surprise
cops
their...
wear helmets too.
Tank tickler?
Okay, we got a tank tickler and a bootlicker in our midst. I too will give it a light toast. Truly,
light.
The turnoff for me was the inclusion of Chance.
Mm.
I was like, I don't know anymore.
You didn't like his bars, or you don't like Chance?
I mean, I know nothing about him personally, obviously. So it's not a personal thing. The bars, I mean, bars is generous. The first step pleases the Father. Might be the hardest to take, but when you come out of the water, I'm a believer. My heart is fleshy. Life is short with a temper like Joe Pesci. Actually, never mind. I love that part.
Yeah, the Pesci line. The Pesci's going to bring it back around. Yeah, I can't believe we didn't talk about the Pesci line.
Chance is my favorite part of the song.
Imagine Joe Pesci in his SUV driving down the highway and this song comes on the radio. He's like, that's me?
I'm not always angry.
He's like, no, I misunderstood.
Everyone always said it was impossible to rhyme something with Pesci, but they weren't thinking about fleshy.
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 Fleshy. Mm.
Ooh. Haven't heard that
fleshy
word.
Fleshy
Pesci.
Fleshy sounds like the evil character in a VBS story.
Fleshy's gonna come and make you give in to your temptations.
Salty's gonna kick Fleshy's ass.
Oh, Salty, get off me, man.
I'd watch Salty versus Fleshy in a battle.
Every day of the week.
Fleshy Pesci, dear Lord. Let that image rock you to sleep tonight, dear
Fleshy.
Listener.
I'm not going to listen to you anymore, Fleshy.
By the way, this is a dynamic on the show. I'm Salty and Caroline, you're Fleshy.
No, that's fair. That checks out to me.
You can go to @ChristianFunPod, give it a roast or a toast yourself. So get out there and...
Pokemon, go to the polls.
We did it.
We did it, Joe.
We did it, Joe.
Oh, that's an addition since my last one.
Yeah, it's fresh.
Who do you think is the fleshy versus the salty in that presidency, co-presidency? I mean, Joe Biden comment. Has more fleshy. There's
yeah,
fleshy
yeah, that was my
exposed.
He's more yeah. loose flesh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leathery.
It's more dried out. Salty.
Well, salute to our now, as of this coming out, he is our current president, because nothing bad happened on Inauguration Day.
Oh, my God. Stressing me out.
Well, we got a few weeks until this episode comes out, so I can cut that out if we need to.
Okay, thank you.
All right, we're wrapping it up here. The censor on the worship band is looking real penitent. We're dimming the lights, we're lighting the candles, and we're here not to promote ourselves or plug our projects. We're here to lift them up to the Lord, and we start, as per usual, with Caroline.
Oh, shit. I don't have my phone with me, so I don't have my lift up
this
note.
Is, I will never not be floored at how floored you are whenever you're like, wait, this thing we've done 164 times.
I know.
Happening?
I'm just like lulled into the joy of your end of ep riff that you always do. And I was like, oh, this is great.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay. You can lift me up, of course, at Caroline's Farts. And today I'm going to lift up something that made me laugh very hard and also, surprisingly, really cut to my heart. That is
my Twitter feed?
The Ghana episode of Conan Without Borders that he does with Sam Richardson.
Oh.
And Sam Richardson grew up spending a lot of the time in Ghana. He kind of like did both. And so they go back and visit it together. It is so funny. And they also do talk about like some of the slave trade sites, and they go and visit and they talk to this school group there and get their thoughts on it. And it's really moving and very respectful.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, I really recommend giving that a watch.
You know, I mean, you know, between this and some of your letterbox entries and some of your lift ups before, I would categorize you as a Sam Richards stan.
Oh, I'm a Sam Stan for sure. Yeah. Stan Richardson is my name.
Excuse me?
It's great.
Thank you, Caroline. We turn to Dustin.
I would love to lift up my special on Amazon Prime.
Overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed, woo! Yeah. That came out on Thanksgiving Day. We recorded it in a parking lot in L.A. And everybody was outside and social distance and wearing masks and... we had a COVID officer. There's about 30 people there. It's a
did people honk at the punchlines?
They were outside of their cars. They were, yeah, we have done some of those and they are painful. But no, it was a good it's not a COVID special, but it is COVID aware. COVID aware.
All
so
right.
I would love if you guys check that out.
Yes.
I also have a podcast called Don't Make Me Come Back There, where you guys could check that out. And I'm going to prematurely lift up WandaVision because it's going to be amazing. And
yes.
I just know it. And I have no lack of faith that it's going to be my favorite thing ever.
Heard it was good. Hope it's the case.
Ooh, cheers
who,
to that.
Who have you heard that from, huh?
I mean, some
inside sources?
Well, no. They put out a few little, like the embargo lifted this morning on the reviews, and people are saying it's fun.
Great. I'm excited.
This is so exciting.
Well, if Caroline's is a Sam Richards stan, I'm part of the Han Hive. That's Catherine Han in a supporting
Oh, I would also like to sign up as a member
category.
Of the Han Hive.
The Han Hive.
Mrs. Big Fletcher. I'm looking to be Mr. Fletcher with her. Okay. the woman who should be playing Lucille Ball in Aaron Sorkin's dumb.
Oh my
Lucy
God,
movie.
You're so right.
Fletcher.
Oh my God.
I hardly know her.
Oh.
Why not a woman of a thousand voices, Nicole Kidman?
Call me
queen. Ricky, I want to do the show. Can't wait. Can't wait. Thank you, Dustin. You can lift me up at Kevin T. Porter. Everywhere. I'll lift up a documentary I saw recently called Time. It's this gorgeous documentary that chronicles a family awaiting their patriarch's release from prison. Very empathetically and lovingly rendered, very complicated portrait of a family. Caroline's got judgment on her face, and I'm looking to. I thought you were sitting on a punchline. I was
no
eager to
total
hear
misread
it.
Of my face. No. Oh. I was into it.
You have RJF.
Resting I judge
guess.
Face.
Yeah, I guess so. Not Caroline or Jeannie.
That's because I worship number one girl boss, Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Okay. Who's twerking in hell right now.
See you in her heaven, girl.
With Joanne Roch. They're twerking with Fred up there. Yeah, watch time. It's on Amazon Prime. Real quick watch, even though it's, you know, brutal in parts. It's about the prison industrial complex, but very much worth watching. One of my favorite movies from last year. And you can lift us up at Christian Fun Pod everywhere. You can go to patreon.com/goodchristianfun for more good Christian fun. And you can leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. And every review you leave, we donate a dollar to charity. This month's charity is the Sela Neighborhood Homeless Coalition here in Los Angeles. Dustin, thanks so much for coming back on the show.
Thank
sir.
You.
What a fun so time.
Fun. So fun. Aww. Thank you for bringing this to the table today.
I would love if every time you came on that the content we're talking about gets smaller and shorter. So next time it will be a TikTok.
Yes. No. Oh, yeah. Next time it's going to be a magnet with a verse or so with like a Christian poem on it.
That's definitely like good Christian fun episode 492. Like today we're talking about a magnet, Caroline saw on
Toast and episode.
And there's nothing left to say except for in all of Pod's people said a woman. Clip this out. Send it to Mark. Make his blood boil. Wait, is there another Justin Bieber song we'd rather go out on besides Holy? Is there another one that feels spiritual?
Oh my gosh, I would love to hear Sorry.
Sorry. Okay.
It's too late.
To me, Sorry is the one that totally calcified this drum beat in all of pop music.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Caroline's like, shut up.
I don't know.
Or as the Canadians say, sorry. That's fun, right?
Sorry.
Wait, why did he call it sorry? And this is repentance, right? This is
right.
Yeah.
This is a song about he's running up to the altar, but he's fully limp because he's running to repent. Yeah. Nothing to trip over there. All right, we'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me redeem.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.